The acting chief executive of the National Pensions Regulatory Authority, Sampi Yali, says the authority has been established to build the pensions industry in the country to protect workers' interest. Speaking to Agatha Asamoa on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Mr. Yale said checks and balances have been put in place to ensure that all trustees appointed do their work diligently. On whether the authority deals directly with workers, Mr. Yale explains.
It's just that the Bank of Ghana does not deal directly with customers of banks. We will not also deal directly with customers. The only reason why we have some limited engagement with the contributor is that since we started, schemes had not been registered. The trustees had not been appointed. In the meantime, contributions were going on. So we had a certain kind of arrangement where employers paid through the SNIT known channels to Bank of Ghana, and there was an account called the Temporary Pension Fund account, and that is what have accumulated some monies which we are in the process of transferring to the trustees, because the money legally belongs to the trustees who have to manage.
Very often you learn about poor pension, but as the chief executive of the NPRA, what have you identified as a bottleneck?
In terms of the quantum of money, it is a function of the salaries people have received over the period. Other than that is the delays in the payment of pension. But in that case, what happens is this. You might have been employed, let's say at BBNE or somewhere. You are thinking that your employers are paying. But when you retire, you find out that the person who says he had registered you and had given you a social security card had not even submitted your social security card to SNIT. And therefore, the SNIT does not know you. In that case, when you go on retirement, you have a lot of work to do to make sure that your name is even put on the SNIT system to be able to pay you. In some category of workers, you would find that there is one social security card being used by about four or five people with the same name. Change of jobs is also another problem. You have worked with GBC, you move to another organization without notification whatsoever, you know, but your new employer also does not pay.
Acting Chief Executive of the National Pensions Regulatory Authority, Sampi Yali, speaking on Behind the News.